We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory Lowe, what, all the ashes? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, this
man, I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us? And your kids are dying in the street.
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everyone believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the past. If you see the pastor ain't acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure, no, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
The truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Friday.
Hey, and how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this Friday, May 3rd, 2024. We got the lovely Elizabeth Brown.
Ayo.
In the building, in the studio.
Happy Friday.
How you doing, Queen?
Hey, it's beautiful outside.
You done brought the sunshine.
If you didn't know, now you know.
It's bright outside.
Yes,
it's hot
it is.
Outside.
It's bright up in here.
You know, powerful.
Powerful.
Hey, look, thank y'all for joining in, Truth Nation. We got another powerful conversation for you today. And I'll say this, you know, I saw the article, this article of, we talked about Aisha Carr. And there was an article, I guess, the news put out here about her resigning.
Yes.
And for those who don't know who Aisha Carr is, she was on the school board.
Yes.
And she went against the referendum,
correct.
You know, to give MPS more money.
Yes.
I guess it was $252 million they wanted to add.
They said it was for the kids.
Yes.
They said it was going to save jobs.
All facts.
They said that this was going to be powerful.
They said.
Then once it went through, because some people went out there and, you know, they listening and saying, okay,
they want the this.
They voted, right?
Right, right, right.
Well, 288 jobs became affected.
All facts.
Then they immediately put her under investigation.
All facts.
And her face out here looking, all, you know, looking, you know, like she involved in the dirt.
No doubt.
And in the scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in NPS walked away like a fat rat with money.
All facts.
And people still lost jobs.
People still lost jobs, yes. Or in the process of losing their jobs.
Right.
You are so correct.
You know, 288 jobs are being affected somehow.
Correct.
And I guess they on the latter side of some of these articles, they're saying that these people can move into different other positions.
Correct.
Within the system.
Yeah. But what's the red tape with that?
I'm just saying. Hey. You know, come on. If I'm a cook, can I move into being like a student teacher or something? You know what I mean?
That part.
What do that even mean?
Like, right now, the focus is who the hell finna take Director Carr's seat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They got to have a special
because,
election.
Again, when you looking at this, the next move, because we understand that they was moving, you know, together to get rid of her. Like, it was a lot of things
that was taking place. The union going to put their person up.
Come on.
I mean, they already know, like, once people see, they've been doing this for years. So
right. You
already know that the next person up or the one that's going to have all the backing to get in that seat, because that seat was compromised, they going to make sure that that person is backed by their ideas.
I mean, when I was looking at the school board meeting, when we was online, it was majority Caucasian already.
Right. And,
you know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, I always tell people, like, when you talk about our school board, which
facts,
is majority Black, I know we talk about Black and white, and sometimes when we do get Black, it look white. You know what I mean?
That part.
So I'm not going to get too tough
caught up
on that.
Yeah.
But we do got to raise an eyebrow sometimes when we talk about who's really controlling an all-Black, mostly child school system.
Come on.
You know, and we can't, an all-Black board or mostly Black board can't go out to these white townships and run
that part.
Their school system.
Come on.
They'll never let that happen.
Ever.
But what I'm saying is we do see that dynamic in Black communities.
Every time. All the time.
Mm.
It's definitely ran. There's a puppet master, and he don't look like, or she don't look like,
right,
us.
Right. And many times when it's a failing school system like that, it to me it seems like these are majority Black children that we're talking about,
yes,
that's being affected.
Yes.
And then you have a majority white leadership.
Uh-huh.
And then you got a Black face.
Yep. That's in the front.
That may be the chief or
the fall guy.
The CEO, because it is a majority Black.
All facts.
District.
Mm-hmm.
Then they move a certain way that we raise the eyebrow on how the money is being managed.
All facts.
So to me, we're pouring money into something with a hole in it.
Come on.
But then they maneuver to where 288 jobs are being affected. These are low-hanging jobs or whatever.
Yes, the bottom.
Well, there were some psychologists in there.
It was.
You know, I think three.
But
what I'm saying is they walk away, the ones that at the top, the ones that's
all
actually
facts. Keith Posley,
you know, pulling the strings.
Yeah.
They walk away with
all execs.
With the raises.
Big money, big money.
Hmm.
Big money, big money.
So,
and again, I never know nobody who gets raises for failure.
Look, I don't see how somebody's the highest paid in a failing system.
Come on.
I mean, I thought you got to work your way up. You know,
that's
when you start making gains, hey, I need a raise.
That's the lie that America told us.
But now, not in Milwaukee, I'm talking about not even with NPS, with the leadership ideas. They want the raise.
Yeah.
But we don't see the outcome of the work.
The more corrupt you are, the more you get paid. Again, when we talking about, you know, when the lie that they told us, you just got to work hard to become a millionaire. And all the millionaires I see don't work at all. They have other people working.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
They done robbed, they done stole. Well, hold on. That's a saying. Don't work harder, think smarter. I mean, that Scrooge McDuck, you know. But the thing is,
And I understand those concepts too. I'm not gonna knock
that. Not Scrooge McDuck. Because now
if you can come up with the strategy, I'm not gonna knock none of that. But what I'm saying is, regardless, can you stop it? That's all I'm saying. Because every agenda is not a positive agenda.
Yeah, correct.
Some people say, hey, look.
Especially in our community.
Yeah, they masterminds, you know.
Facts.
So some people are like, can you stop it? You know, and the thing is, when I see things that continually happen, even though we got the facts.
Right.
I sometimes gotta look at us as a people.
And you do.
Because if it's continuous and they keep having victories.
Yeah.
And we know that we're not benefiting. I can't look at them like I looked at them prior to, like, okay, we got an opportunity to get rid of this.
Right.
If it continues and we're sitting by and allowing it to happen, then I got to look at us. I got to look in the mirror at
the
people.
I mean, again, it don't make them smart. It just make us weak.
Yeah.
To allow it.
They know how you vote. They only know how you respond. They'll do something. And then they'll measure the response. They'll get their information and data from your action, not your words.
Right.
Yeah, you might be upset. You might show up at the school board meeting. Mm-hmm. You might show up at the town hall meeting.
But they still got their job.
But the actions that actually keep them in power,
yes,
that lets them know how you really feel.
All facts. And on that, we choosing to lose because they eating and we not.
That's why I say Truth Nation, I wanted an active listening audience because actions speak louder than words.
All facts.
So even though we had these conversations, I don't put much on when people blow their hot breath like that. I put much on the result-based action.
All facts.
Because I got to leave here and go do some action.
That's real talk.
So my life ain't about who say what. My life is about
what can you do. Right.
What can you do? What can we do that's tangible?
That part.
So I don't live a life where words have to be the deciding factor.
Right.
I live a life where action have to be the deciding factor.
Real talk.
So when they look at everything, when they look at how we conduct ourselves, it's only about the action of our community, not the words.
All facts.
They looking at how you moving.
All facts.
It's like a relationship. They may be treating you bad, but you not leaving.
All facts.
So I don't have to do nothing else.
You don't.
If I change,
maybe, you improve.
Hold on. If I treated you better, you might leave. Because I'm treating you bad and you staying. So the thing is, if they don't have to do much, if they already got you and you continuing to do which is the definition
to play along to get along,
which is the definition of insanity.
All facts.
Doing the same thing over and over and over
expecting
again,
expecting a different result.
Right. So sometimes you got to change how you think. You got to change your actions.
How you move. Yeah.
So we get caught up on words. We get caught up on I said this at the meeting. We get caught up. I let them know how I felt.
Right.
But no, your actions went in there and gave them other opportunities.
Gave them energy.
To continue the same behavior.
Because when you go back up in there, you let them know that you don't know nothing because you came right back to the source that didn't give you nothing from the last meeting. Damn. You know what I'm saying? And you decided to go to meeting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Let them know. If you continue to go into the same spaces and places with no result, they already know when you showed up that they seed is good.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Sometimes when I look at these seeds, it look like they there for a lifetime.
Man.
These people are
grandfathered
never
in.
And then the community continues to get worse.
Yep.
Well, people on the outskirts, they'll fight against that. They'll come in there and say, we're going to remove you. We're going to take your job. That's how they actions speak louder than words.
Facts.
So even though you may be disgruntled, with what's going on, are you rallying the people to go do
do something different.
Do the appropriate action.
Yes.
Because right now, whatever you think, no matter what you think, these people winning.
They winning. And they eating.
They going to the bank this Friday. Mm-hmm. A check going to come.
It's going to clear.
They family going to eat from your taxpayers' dollars.
And then all these other people losing their jobs.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
got a bit dizzy. Yeah, yak and cheese whoop, yakaroni drip. Yak sauce condiment, drip store condiment. I got the condiment, man.
And battled Milwaukee Public Schools board member Aisha Carr has resigned. Carr submitted her resignation letter yesterday. She stated, quote, "It has been a great honor to serve the children of the city of Milwaukee." Last month, 12 News Investigates obtained a search warrant showing Carr being investigated for possible misconduct. At issue was whether she lived in the district she represented. Carr did not return our calls for our interview today.
Hey, you know, Elizabeth Brown, you know, when we talk about the people who try to fight on behalf of the community, getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
It just bothers my soul because it goes on and on, you know, and many times those who fight for the best of us, we don't give that energy back to them.
Correct.
And then they walk away torn because the system
broken. Yeah,
will break them.
And the same people who they was fighting for, you know, didn't show up. Again, you know, it was some people that showed up, but in totality, until we
the
all
whole community had to
man,
show. Like, see,
we all should have. Yeah,
you know, it's always some people.
All facts.
But if we if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot. And we have to understand that formula because we all have to feel some type of responsibility.
All facts.
For our community.
And we should.
Yeah. And this is where we live.
Yes. And it should have been a call to action. Anytime that you have somebody who's willing to put their job, their livelihood on the line for the community, you know, again, at what point? Because the strong get tired too. Mm-hmm. And the question is, who do we run to? Okay, so you run to us.
Right.
But who can we run to?
That, ain't it a song? Who can you run to?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
It's a real question. And,
hey.
And many times over the years, you know, I look at the community and I say, you know, this if we all just reacted at once.
Come on.
Instead of stop being reactionary.
Yeah.
And get proactive. We
Come
all
on.
Just start chipping in ahead of time.
Yes.
Instead of waiting until it's
hard
our
to get
time,
on top, man.
You know, that we need to help.
Mm-hmm.
If we get ahead of that by just helping,
yeah.
That's why I do call to action.
Yeah.
That's why I do the cleanups. That's why I do the walks. That's
right.
Why I do families, bring families in here. And we, I allow my listening audience to help.
Right.
You know, when I came from, you know, dealing with things out in the community, I was blessed
yes.
to have this platform because now the listening audience can respond. And I appreciate Truth Nation because we've been doing a great job.
Excellent job. So salute to Truth
responding.
Nation.
So
yes.
This
is the beginning.
Has become a platform
yes.
where we can take
work.
Action.
Yes.
Right. So I say this, the more we listen, I mean,
yeah.
I tell people, join us when we have the show.
Yes.
Listen
yeah.
to some of the call to actions. Get involved. Even if you don't know what to do,
Facts.
If you listen to the Tory Lowe show,
we're
going to have enough
do.
People
no
coming
doubt.
In here, enough families that need resources, enough information.
Yes.
For you and your family.
Yes.
So that's why I say, are people sharing this information? Are people adding this information to their life?
Right.
See, the great thing about me is I always figured that if somebody was telling me something that was good for me,
yes.
I would add it right away. I'm not going to give any pushback, even if, like, I don't even know what it is. I'm going to do my research.
All facts.
Because if it's going to be a better outcome for
yes.
me, I'm going to add it to my life.
Yes. Receive it. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people all the time, if it don't apply, let it fly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, chew the meat and spit out the bones. In reality, that's one thing that the Tory Lowe Show have been able to do is get people to think for themselves and bet on themselves at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to get to a point where when we start getting active, when you start to believe in yourself, nobody else be able to lie to you and get
right.
over on you, you know. And the more we know, the more we can grow together and not be used as a pawn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they'll take advantage. I
mean, every time.
When people approach you, you got to understand that they have already had the meeting.
They didn't have the meeting.
And so they trying to do the agenda. They out here agenda purpose. So when they come to you with money, that money just didn't come out of nowhere. When come they on. Start getting you to move around and it's money being put behind it,
yeah.
that agenda has already been set.
Right.
Now you just a pawn moving the agenda.
Come on.
That's it. It's just the way it is. And sometimes we don't even understand that when we moving ideas around, that we're the pawns up front.
We are. Because, again, when we think about the predictive programming, like the news, like all of these ideas originally wasn't our ideas. But we've promoted, uplifted, you know what I'm saying? These are the ideas that somebody else gave us. And we started to move these ideas around and we made them become real. Because that's the power that we have. This is why they give us the predictive programming, because they understand that we have the ability to manifest what it is that they're telling us, whether
and
it be
visual.
The fear. Correct. We bring it to life.
They know if we see it, we'll believe it.
Come on.
Even if it's an illusion.
Okay? And when you believe it, it becomes real.
Facts. And you start operating like that. You
Facts.
Know, I used to ask questions. It's people that's planning their whole summer out off a 3-minute music video.
Facts.
Like they fashion.
Bruh. Facts.
They makeup.
Facts.
They how they gonna look.
Facts.
Off of just hip hop. They know
Facts.
That hip hop videos control culture.
Correct.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. So they get out here and they see that and they want to mimic that and they use that as a status.
It is.
You know, even though these people was written that stuff.
Until you know better.
They on a budget. They got
Come
an
on.
Advance.
Come on.
And that's all marketed to you.
Yes.
And there's an agenda behind it.
The devil gave it to them to manipulate you, to get your attention. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? Because, again, the whole goal is all of these people that's telling you, you know, buy Gucci, do this, do that. Like, these individuals, it was given to them.
Look, let me tell you something. And they owe it back.
Come on.
Hold on. Look, they
it's,
don't
it's
know.
For sale.
See, the game, that's not, it's a business.
Facts.
First of all, a lot of times we take business strategies and try to use it as hood strategies.
Facts.
Not knowing that these artists owe that money.
Come on.
They have to shape.
Come on.
If I get $250,000, that's not my money.
Nope. It's
that's
like
the
a credit
money
card.
That I got to pay back. And sometimes these artists go in debt.
Yes.
Because they can't pay it back.
Facts.
But they owe 6 albums.
Facts.
So they're being used as a tool as well.
They don't never give you the backdrop.
So you taking that strategy that's something that you don't even understand and trying to live your life by it. And you'll never come out
and
on top.
And wonder why you in the red.
Right.
When you think about Taraji P. Henson crying.
Right.
Talking about, you know what I'm saying, Benjamin Button, he made millions. She only made $150,000.
Terrence Howard.
Come on.
He's suing now.
Exactly.
You know, we like hustle and flow.
Come on.
He only got $12,000.
$12,000 for that.
He rapped.
On there.
And it
went viral.
No, it did. No, it went viral. But what I'm saying is he rapped. He don't even own the rights to his raps.
Come on. Look at P. Diddy with the Ciroc.
He don't even own. Terrence Howard is one of our good actors.
Yes. Outstanding.
And he's in a battle right now that nobody's talking about because he's suing.
Correct.
I thought I seen Benjamin Crump on one of the interviews he had. The thing is, he was getting robbed the whole time.
The whole time. But every last one of the black actors, actresses, even when we're talking about Prince. That was his real his birth name,
they had control.
He couldn't even use his birth name. That's when he became the symbol.
Oh, yeah. What was that song? It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
Yes.
It won a Grammy.
It did.
And he didn't get no money from it. Like, he was saying that the company owned DJ.
Yeah.
Even though that it was him.
Him, yeah. His life.
He didn't get nothing from it.
See?
And so
energy for sale.
We
don't know
the paperwork.
Nope. Them paper gangsters is real.
Hey, and the popularity, we get the popularity.
Come
we
on.
Get the fame.
We get the and they
and
get,
they
the,
get
fortune.
The money.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, wow.
You preaching today.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have a pop culture report with Jason Smith. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Not your average freaking money, that can feel.
600 chain when it swing is blitz. She listen, I might drip the some Chris. I play with me next day, bet he miss. Boy, you out of my truck, gotta watch how I whip. Came up off a rap, never thought I could vision these cities and all of these hundreds and fifties.
Came in ballin', they call us the big number stepping on.
One like seven the truth, Tory Low Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Elizabeth Brown in studio.
Hey yo.
And the Pop Culture Report brought to you by Truth Nation social media sensation, Jason Smith.
Yes, sir, right here.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm doing absolutely amazing, T-Lo. How about you?
Hey, I'm trying to figure out this new Kendrick. Kendrick drop.
I didn't know nothing about it. My friends texting early in the morning, like, oh, Kendrick done did it again. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Because I go to Apple Music and I don't see nothing.
Right.
But then I just go to Google and I'm like, no way. Dude, do we understand what just happened? Kendrick just back to back to back to backer. You got to remember with Drake when he went back to back on Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Kendrick just came with the same thing. And like the first one, yeah, he went hard on the first one because like he was questioning his manhood, his fatherhood. Right. Like he absolutely destroyed him. Then he came back with this one saying, yo, the people on your team secretly with me.
Come on.
The people on your team secretly want you gone. And even the ones sitting right next to you. Like, man, Kendrick got this wrapped up. I don't know what Drake can say.
Hey, look, a lot of people don't understand real rap battles.
Oh, yeah.
Because Drake fans, they pop. They want that quick hit.
Yeah.
They
short time.
Kendrick stuff, like he mentioned a restaurant in Canada where Drake got, I think he got robbed. But the restaurant got a news article how they sales went through the roof from the song.
Amazing.
Right.
And then every line that Kendrick was saying in the first diss had news articles and situations
connected to it.
So when you listen to it and you don't understand the whole
picture
situation, mm-hmm. you'll be like, "What's this,
dude?"
But
it's a documentary of Drake.
It is. Right. It's crazy.
Exposing Drake and him being what they would call the man behind the sheet, mm-hmm. like he exposing the industry pretty much and how Drake is a plant. And all of this other stuff and how Drake is pushing this agenda just on the strength of the Euphoria name and Drake being a producer of that series for young children that was hypersexual, the transgender.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, he exposing the industry and Drake in itself. You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
like,
he
it's a documentary of Drake.
He coming at him. Man. And, like, something that I think that's going to understate it is him questioning whether or not with Kendrick questioning whether or not Drake is content with his blackness, because this go way back in all of his music. Like, and Drake used to be talking about how he used to get bullied for not being black enough, and then in the white community he not white enough, so he don't have a place to fit. And Kendrick came in and basically destroyed him with that.
Hold on, it is a picture that Pusha T put out with Drake with the black face.
Oh yeah, the story of Adidon.
Like he started out with the black face.
Yeah,
I'm finna be out here doing whatever y'all want me to do.
It's crazy, and that was before. That was way before.
Right, so Kendrick ain't even addressed that,
dude. And then not only that,
not yet.
Right,
the beef has so much to unpack. Like I went on. It's, you know, the app called Rap Genius where they deciphered it. I couldn't even play the song. I had to pause the song and just
and
start
read
cooking.
Man, I'm telling you,
it's too
because he's cooking. But
cooking
you know, it's also something bigger too. So you really have to if you really into it because it's bringing back what was the old because
man,
there was an issue. You know when. You had blacks again that separate themselves with the light skin, dark skin, but then the mulattoes, the individuals who thought, you know, they wasn't black enough and the other ones felt they wasn't white enough, so they wanted to be their own people, like, you know, LGBTQ or whatever. But and if you think about the whole totality of that, that's another game of division.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, it is. It is another game of division because, like, basically what you're doing is you're disqualifying the other person's
whitewashing.
Exactly.
Or, you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Saying, sir, but again, black folks don't win with that.
Yeah.
You know, in reality, when you look at the deeper scope of really what's transcribing, because what they're saying about also with Kendrick, because his wife is half and half.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure you put that out there as well. Because, I mean, in reality, you can't point out the fact that he ain't representing and your wife is half as well. You get what I'm saying?
No, I do feel what you're saying. That was my initial reaction to the beef was I was – like Kendrick, he was hopping on Cole and Drake for clicking up, but yet you hopped on Future thing and you clicking up as well. So it's a whole bunch of hypocrisies.
You have to make sure you paying attention because, again, it's like choosing a side. No, I'm going to stand in the middle and watch both of you clowns. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you trying to get me to do this and everybody got an agenda.
Oh, without question.
But I see both of y'all hands. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel it.
And what I like about this is that Kendrick stuff, you can't just listen to it and just be like, this is it.
Facts.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, oh, this is weak.
No. Nope.
Because tomorrow, some TikTok person or some YouTuber for the break down all everything. Of this. So it's like a delayed reaction. Like, if your initial reaction is, what is he talking about? Especially if you're not in tune. Especially if you're an old head.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a lot of the, what Cameron and Mace had to say.
Wait, what they say?
They was like, oh, well, they didn't understand.
They didn't understand it.
Oh, that's on them, right?
You know what? But you know.
Bruh.
Like I said, they was just kind of like, well, you know, Drake was easier for them to understand because Drake came so in imaginary type form, your feet too small.
Yeah.
You know, it was no real, like...
It's playground, not nursery rhyme. Yeah,
and usually that's something that a woman to say.
Yeah.
That a man feet small. Like, for Drake to say that is so suspect.
He just coming at his height in his shoe size.
Well,
like,
well, hold on. When you ain't got nothing to say...
He got nothing to say.
You can make up, like, this kind of illusion that something is going on. Kendrick is, you got to do your research.
You got to do your research. Because
he's saying something real.
Facts.
And you may not be in the loop, but if you take your time to really, like, go look at the reactions and people that understand what's going on, you'd be like, oh, he destroyed.
This a documentary.
You
want to
know one of the lyrics in Euphoria?
Man.
Don't tell truths. Don't tell lies about me, and I won't tell the truth about you.
Right.
That's literally what
when
Kendrick
said. I'm a hater. I hate how you talk. I hate how you walk. Man, I was like, man, come on,
DMX?
Man.
Yeah, he got that from DMX. That.
DMX
on
facts.
Breakfast Club. He said that.
DMX didn't like Drake.
Because he hated
Drake.
I didn't know. Rick Ross dropped a diss to Drake. I didn't even know. Called like Champagne something. He, in April of this year.
Right.
I didn't even know Rick Ross dropped a diss. I know that weekend. Dissing them, but listen, I don't know, man. I'm excited to see what's to come because I want Drake to reply. He got to reply.
He got to reply.
If he don't, my God.
Please go to sleep, Drake. The thing don't
is,
do it.
You know what Kendrick lyrics is doing to Drake because
exposing him.
It's doing that, but when you in the game and you know all the things that's going on, you live in it. Kendrick making Drake look at his whole everybody around
his cat.
Him.
He definitely questioning like who?
this last song that Kendrick put out.
Yeah,
Drake now looking around to see is OVO
really his team.
Yeah,
right.
I'm already knowing because you at the end of the day he a human. So any human hearing that you gonna be thinking because like,
they know what's going on.
And not only that, when Kendrick was like it's 20 against one because I know you don't write your raps.
Everybody knows
that. I didn't slay you. And all your ghost rappers.
Man. And you want to know something even deeper with the, with the song I just dropped? The producer is Taylor Swift's producer. So, Drake talked about, like, how Kendrick got to make a song with the Swifties.
Right.
And then you remember Taylor made the diss that.
Yep, Drake.
Kendrick just literally dropped a song that was essentially tailor-made. Like, he is like, the depths of this is insane.
It is.
I see, J. Cole is my favorite rapper, but I see why J. Cole wanted to back out.
I'm telling you.
If you surface level,
you don't know
you ain't going to get it.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get it.
Matter of fact, this is the worst rap you ever heard.
Yeah, you have to dive deep.
Because this ain't like the popcorn,
you gotta think.
Candy, you know, fast food. I'm finna go through the drive-through. I'm finna call Uber Eats.
Mm. No. This is soul food. That's what I'm saying.
This is where you gotta make it from scratch.
This is soul food.
You gotta take your time, like grandma and them, how they used to make the food.
Yep. Simmer. Let it
and
simmer.
And be in the kitchen
saying?
For like 5 hours making the food.
That's all you gotta
do. But what's powerful about this, too, is I think it's bridging the gap because, again, for me to know what it is that I know, if it wasn't for my daughter and other youth, who are breaking certain things down because they're looking at it deeper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all was saying, the old heads, the old rappers, like they're not understanding the depths of this. Like this really right here is like, I don't know, old rap, you know, like when Life first brought his first album out, how each song told you a version of his life. Like he's truly telling you a story.
Yeah, without question.
Kendrick is exposing not only the industry, you know what I'm saying, for the satanic, you know, the super thirst for children.
The predator.
Yeah, yes. Euphoria, yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Like the demonic part of it and how they use these plants, put them in place to push agendas.
They said Sexy Red is a plant.
All facts. Yeah. We know that.
And
she came out of nowhere.
Drake and Sexy Red is always doing something
always
together.
Always together.
So,
yes.
Like I said, they trying to push that agenda on the
kids. Yeah. Yeah.
I was literally just with my Uncle Vernon yesterday, and he was telling me how with the music and stuff, they put these lyrics like the shooting and like the girls acting crazy and doing all of that in the song too.
Yes.
Program.
It is.
The kid. And then Michael Jackson was talking about how these songs are mantras.
I said that. It is a mantra.
They are mantras.
Because if
and
you're singing it, you're casting a spell.
Yeah.
And then think about the frequency that they moved it from a higher frequency to a lower frequency.
Man.
Because again, they understand that it's not what they do, it's what we believe because we have the ability to manifest.
Yeah.
So if they're telling you that the world is scary, now you're walking around paranoid, you're not trusting nobody. When you think about the pandemic, we couldn't touch each other. You couldn't be in a room with more than 10 people. People were dying in the hospital by themselves. These are the realities. Mm. And now you got all of these people suing. You know what I'm saying?
No, because
it's
crazy.
It's a song that comes to mind when I listen to Kendrick, Tupac, All Eyes on Me. And it was a verse in there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, everybody may not know, but you and I know what's going on.
And that's what it is.
We know.
Bro, you exactly, yeah. T-Lo. Like,
that's real war. Like,
it's real war. Like, the stuff that Kendrick is saying to Drake, this is hurting Drake.
Come
I
on.
Promise right. you, this is hurting Drake feeling.
Not only that, they got the kids doing their research.
Oh, now they trying to figure out, hold on, what Drake really be
for
on?
Real. Like,
posted up with a six, man, he was posted up with some 16-year-old
man,
girl.
With the Bullrets.
They got, look, I'm seeing videos of Drake when he was doing things, questionable things, before he made it.
The movies.
They, people going back and posting things that Drake did.
Like the blackface.
Yeah.
On the way up.
Because they got a little clip that's going viral now on TikTok, Tori. I think I sent it to you and DJ Brother Z, where it was like he was a teenager and he was walking and then the little white boy like grabbed his behind or whatever and Drake looked at him like with a smile or whatever. Like these videos that's like pushing, you know what I'm saying?
It was just a picture of what Drake, a dude was dang there sitting on his lap almost. See? Like, and it,
oh yeah, that's
you
right.
know what I'm talking about? That picture that just
and he was kind of hugging him a little bit.
Yeah, and he was young, so. Dude, I feel like but we might find out some crazy stuff.
If you can put blackface on, and,
that's crazy.
And he was young when he did
that. Yeah, it's no excuse for that.
Yeah. You know, that tells you that I'm willing to do
whatever it takes
whatever
to get where
make,
I need
whatever
to go.
I got
to
do.
Yeah.
It's no, like he tries to come up with some excuse like he was doing it for a movie or something.
No.
Man,
but
get that out of here.
That's how you know that he didn't start from the bottom.
He ain't start from the bottom.
You'd have never done that.
I be watching Degrassi, dude. Like, I done seen him grow up. Like, what are we talking about right now?
Right.
He's been an actor.
Oh,
like,
wow.
And then you made a good point, T-Lo, when you was pointing out how he an actor, because how he a script reader.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now I'm just questioning his whole, all of this could just be an act. Like, all of this, the whole persona.
I just don't like.
Everything could be an act.
What just like the Island Boys.
What I don't like about.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
You see?
Hold on. What I don't like about the beef is that it's personal between Kendrick and Drake because they've been at it for a long time.
Years.
But when the old heads like Rick Ross has no right to jump in.
At
I don't
all.
Even know why Rick Ross is in this.
He don't even belong.
He just want to make himself.
He didn't even do nothing with Meek Mill.
Come
like
on.
When Drake went at Meek Mill, he stayed out of it.
And Meek Mill signed to him. Meek Mill is his artist.
But he back in Kendrick.
But that's because, again, when you see that how Kendrick is moving,
ooh,
you don't want to be on the other side.
No, I don't want to be on Kendrick's bad side.
Hey.
Kendrick is a sniper.
Salute
right
to
now.
J. Cole. Salute to J. Cole.
Shout out J. Cole for being smart.
I like J. Cole. I
thank you.
J. Cole was smart.
Thank you.
Hey, but what was you and Benjamin said when I was like, He had to man up because he already know. He stuck his head out there. Like, you don't know you a killer until you in the room with a killer. And then you like,
ooh,
I ain't
know
about that life.
Exactly. It's a difference.
I don't want no smoke.
Because he know that Kendrick was going to expose his skeletons.
Come on.
See, Kendrick is exposing the skeletons.
Facts.
But people don't, they don't see Drake like that. Just like they... All right, I ain't gonna even say that because you know what? Let me run the break. Let me run the break before I say something to hurt y'all, you know, feelings about Joe Biden. But we come back, we gonna have a pop culture report with Jason Smith, Elizabeth Brown in the building. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Roll another one.
Sit up, never like you know it's supposed to pack it with the motormatics. We gonna set up to have it. Wait.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report. Brought to you by Jason Smith.
Yes, sir.
Jason Smith, the Bucks.
Bucks,
they
man.
They took the L.
We took the L. We out of the playoffs. We out of the,
and, you know, I'll tell you this. I felt like Pat Bev a little bit. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you angry.
I'm frustrated.
I'm knowing. We talking about beef. He got beef with a fan. He got beef with a reporter. He throwing the ball. It's 2 minutes left in the game, and he throwing the ball, like, violently
right.
A fan.
I've never
seen that
like
before.
Something happened where the ball came over his head or something like
so,
that.
So, like, the ball went to the fan. Pat Bev asked for the ball back, but then he just shot it back super fast at the dude. And it's because the dude had yelled Cancun on three.
Wow.
And Pat Bev can't get mad at that, though, because he was saying the same stuff a few years ago to Damian Lillard when Pat Bev was on the Clippers. But I understand the frustration. But then afterwards, and with the reporter, and saying that you can't ask me a question because you don't subscribe to
my podcast. Come on,
and
man.
Then ignoring it, it's like, all right, you just a little too salty.
I think he went Hollywood at that. I think that was all an act.
Yeah.
Because you talking to a master...
Master, he literally said it because he said he purposely tweets stuff because he know it's gonna get a reaction.
So he knew that the season was over. So all that antics, I believe he understood exactly what he was doing.
Marketing,
politics,
because he got
for
a
his
podcast.
For exactly,
podcast. He already planned it for his career, so he need that drama and attention to spill into his podcast.
And he ain't wrong because
it's marketing.
It's all marketing.
He on his way out. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so he's trying to make sure. He's trying to make sure that, you know, he have a backup plan. And I guess the podcast.
Oh, the podcast is his backup.
You know
what I'm saying? He done went all in on the podcast. And I like it, though.
You watched
it? I watched a few episodes because what I like about it, honestly, is he changing the game because he reports his own stuff. So, like, he report his stuff before Woj or before any of the NBA reporters report. He report, like, he'll say Pat Bev is playing tonight. Like, his podcast would tweet it. Pat Bev
that's
is playing
tonight. That's what Draymond did. Draymond. Draymond was.
I didn't know that Draymond did that.
Yeah, he started that.
That's cold. That's cold. Like that's the because now you put in the power into the players instead because like media be dropping some lies sometimes.
All facts.
Sensationalism.
Exactly, and that's what they be going for. So I like hearing it from that horse's mouth.
A lot of people saying that Dame coming back messed up the chemistry.
I agree.
It did. I agree.
He shouldn't have played.
Yeah, because they backed down.
He shouldn't have played.
Yeah.
Like,
because everybody moved out of the way to like allow him to do whatever he. So
and he's not even 100%. That's the problem. Like if we would have like the previous game, if we would have just stayed with that and just tried to run it back.
Yes.
I don't like having an injured player out there just so he can be out there when he's a detriment to the team.
Yeah.
Just like Kawhi and the Clippers. It's the reason why Kawhi
got
playing.
His health too. Like,
yeah, his Achilles is hurt.
That part. What if he just go ahead and shred it? Like I didn't think that was a smart idea on the strength of also the players not going to want to step on his toes either. They want it to go through him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So they going to back up. And, you know, we took the L for that.
No, we took the L.
I mean, I liked it when the bench was just
going.
We don't know who to go to.
Facts.
Yeah.
And the Pacers didn't know who they was going to go to.
Facts.
So all of those, you know, players that they were able to sneak in points here and there because they didn't even know how to guard them. The defense seemed like it was a lot better.
Exactly.
But then when you add Dame, you know,
it
now
put the pressure back just, on Dame.
And then Dame is not known for his defense.
Oh, he has no defense. Right. So he's not a defender at all. So it just was, and we were already down 3-1. I understand, like, we got it. Listen, being down 3-1 is tough. So.
And I respect Dame for trying to look. I me can't too. Just sit here.
Oh, right. No, I respect Dame for
this
for
playoff time. I'm not going to sit on the bench.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey.
We love you, Dame.
I appreciate you for the Pop Culture Report, Jason Smith. Have a great weekend.
Oh, yes. Man.
Hey, Truth Nation, when we come back, I got a question for Truth Nation. I'm going to open up the lines. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.